Good evening and welcome everyone to the regular meeting of the Santa Clarita Valley Water Agency Board of Directors for November 21st, 2023. And with that, I would like to call the meeting to order and move to item two, Pledge of Allegiance. Would you all please rise, face the flag, put your hand over your heart and join me. Ready, begin. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Our announcements for tonight have been shortened, thankfully, so here they are. This meeting is being conducted in person at the Rio Vista Water Treatment Plant Boardroom. As a convenience to the public, members of the public may also participate virtually by logging into the agency's Zoom meeting. Any member of the public may listen to the meeting or make comments to the board using the call-in number or Zoom webinar link. In the event there is a disruption of service which prevents the agency from broadcasting the meeting to the members of the public using either the call-in option or internet-based service, this meeting will not be postponed or rescheduled, but will continue without remote participation. The remote participation option is being provided as a convenience to the public and is not required. Members of the public are welcome to attend the meeting in person. We do have members of the public present, so I'd like to remind them there are public comment cards in the lobby area to facilitate the public comment process. The procedures for tonight's meeting are as follows. I will introduce each agenda item. Staff will present. I will ask for public comments. I will then ask for discussion and questions from board members. Please raise your hand. Once concluded, I will ask for a motion and a second. After any further discussion, the board secretary will call for roll call votes. All directors are present for tonight's meeting except Vice President Gutzeit and Vice President Ozahusky. We will now continue with the meeting. We're moving to item three, public comment. Members of the public may comment as to items within the subject matter jurisdiction of the agency that are not on the agenda at this time. We ask that members of the public wishing to comment on items that are listed on this agenda do so at the time each item is considered. Members of the public wishing to comment on items covered in closed session before they are considered by the board must request to make comment at the commencement of the meeting at 6 p.m. I don't have any public comment cards. Are there any public comments on items not covered in the agenda or relating to closed session, Madam Secretary?
There is not.
Very good. We can move to item four, approval of the agenda. Are there any changes to the November 21st, 2023 board agenda? Seeing none, the agenda is hereby approved. Are there any public comments on the agenda, Madam Secretary?
There is not.
Very good. We can move to item five, consent calendar. There are three items on the consent calendar. Is there any public comment before we discuss it with the board and take action?
There is not.
Very good. I would entertain a motion for approval of the consent calendar. Director Armitage.
Actually, I'd like to pull 5.3, please, for discussion.
You want to pull which one?
5.3.
Yes. We'll pull 5.3. I'd entertain a motion for approval of the consent calendar, including only items 5.1 and 5.2.
I so moved.
Motion by Director Marks.
I'll second.
Second by Director Bronstein. Madam Secretary, please call the roll.
As I call your name, please state how you vote. Director Cawley.
Yes.
Director Peterson.
Yes.
Director Bronstein.
Yes.
Director Cooper.
Yes.
Director Marks.
Yes.
Director Armitage.
Yes.
President Martin.
Yes.
This item is approved, and that includes resolution number SCV-393.
All right, Director Armitage, do you have questions you'd like to ask on 5.3, or would you like to have a presentation?
No, I don't need a presentation. I watched the presentation through engineering and operations. I just had something that I wanted to bring up about the resolution. Do you want me to proceed? Okay. So generally, I just want to say I'm supportive of this. I think this work is important to do, and so I don't want to hold it up, but I just, in looking at the memo and also the way the action item was written, it wasn't clear to me. It was confusing. And as I read it, I felt like there's technically, if you're using a CEQA definition of what a project is, you have more than one project in this. Some of the work falls under the addendum to the mitigated negative deck that's referenced in here and the mitigation plan. But also some of it has a CEQA, and I'm told it has a CEQA exemption or falls under a CEQA exemption because it's considered preliminary, particularly the work, I think, with the wells. So it was very confusing to me. And I don't want to hold this up. I want to make sure that we have the opportunity to approve this tonight. So I was trying to find solutions of where I could make suggestions so that the resolution was something I was comfortable with. So that's what I wanted to propose to the board tonight. So looking at the resolution on page 173 of the packet, the second whereas, I'm wondering if we can just add a little language to that whereas. So it currently reads, whereas on April 5th, 2022, the agency, as the lead agency under California Environmental Quality Act, adopted the addendum to the 2005 Groundwater Containment Treatment and Restoration Project Mitigated Negative Declaration, which included evaluation of the project, affirmed with findings, and adoption of the Mitigation Monitoring and Reporting Program with the adoption of Resolution Number SCV-268. I'm wondering if we can just add to that sentence where it says, Mitigated Negative Declaration, which included evaluation of a portion of the project, and then add having to do with final design, because those are the components of the project that do fall under the mitigated negative deck and the mitigation plan. And then add another whereas, two down, because the next whereas pertains to the one I just read, and I'm fine with that. So add another whereas that says something to the likes of, whereas the lead agency under CEQA, the portion of the project having to do with with planning qualify as a CEQA exemption, or whatever legal counsel is comfortable with that gets to that point. But I think it's important to distinguish between the two, that some of this falls under the MND and some of this is actually a CEQA exemption because it's early on in the process. So did I confuse everybody?
Mr. Mayo, do you have any disagreement with that, or what is your thought?
Yeah, thank you very much. I don't think it impacts the project either way. I feel like the language that we did include in there had gone through legal previously and covered it, but I also don't see any harm in clarifying it further in the resolution, so long as we can get that approved through the general manager and continue the project to keep the project moving. I don't want to slow it down with the change in the language.
Mr. Stone, you have an objection to the language recommended?
Yeah, I just would suggest that if the board could take the action subject to legal counsel review, just as a safety net, I understand the intent behind it, which is to clarify the two different pieces there. But that would give us a chance to hopefully quickly just have one more check on the revisions.
That the motion acceptable to you?
Yes.
All right.
Yes. And then ultimately GM can have approval to move forward so that it doesn't get held up.
Yeah, I appreciate that.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Okay. Thank you. I appreciate that consideration.
All right. I'd entertain a motion for approval of the item subject to legal counsel review on the comments that were made.
I'll make the motion.
I can second.
Motion by Director Armitage.
I'll second.
By Director Bronstein. Any further discussion from the board? Seeing none, Madam Secretary, please call the vote.
As I call your name, please state how you vote. Director Marks.
Yes.
Director Cawley.
Yes.
Director Cooper.
Yes.
Director Armitage.
Yes.
Director Bronstein.
Yes.
Director Peterson.
Yes.
Vice President Martin.
Yes.
This item is approved, and that is resolution number 394, SCV-394.
Thank you very much. We now can move to item six, General Manager's Report on Activities, Projects, and Programs. Pass to you, Mr. Stone. Pretty early in the evening to do this, but
Yeah, I almost don't know what to say. Well, first, it's nice to be back. And thank you, Steve, for pinch hitting a couple of times in the last month and a half. So I'll try to give you another break here. But a few items to note. Next week, the Aqua Conference is coming up. And for those of you who are planning to be out there, as we have done at a couple of other recent Aqua Conferences, there will be an opportunity to get a briefing. It's not part of the conference agenda, but there's a briefing being hosted on the Delta Conveyance Project. I think April sent around the information. I checked in today. It looks like we have two board members who have signed up, which means we still could take two more from our attendees without having a quorum issue. And then we will have staff attending that briefing as well. So, you know, the project continues to move along. And I think in 2024, there will be quite a few areas of activity. So we'll try to also work in some more updates for the committee and board as those things start to take shape. And we hit different milestones on that effort. Also want to pass along a little bit of an update. There was an update on water supply at the Water Resources Committee, and the committee, I think, had asked that some of that be relayed in the GM report to the board. So I'm going to do my best from a couple of slides that I got from Ollie and Sarah. So first, I'll just say that as of the end of October, our demand was about 46,400 acre feet, roughly meeting that with roughly one quarter groundwater and three quarters imported water. So given the abundance of imported water year, that's not necessarily a bad thing. Sometimes we'd want that ratio to be better from a sustainability standpoint, but this year, in a wet year, is the year you want to use it. From a water banking standpoint, this is a year we've been able to put water back into our two main water banks, Rosedale, Rio Bravo. We have delivered now, with the cooperation of the local agency there, 20,000 acre feet. So a net of 17,800 after the losses in that program. Our total amount of storage in Rosedale, Rio Bravo now sits at 76,600 acre feet, 620 acre feet. Semi-tropic, we've delivered 4,756 acre feet. So we're counting down to the acre foot, 4,299 net after losses in that contract, and a total balance in that storage account of 34,577 acre feet. So roughly 111 and change in the two storage programs, 1,000. We also have a couple of other agreements. Given the banner year that we had, we were able to also do an exchange with Rosedale Rio Bravo. That agreement has been fully executed and approved by DWR after being approved by this board and their board. And the water will be moving in November. We have a transfer with the Westside Water Agencies. The DWR has also fully executed and approved that agreement, and water will be moving in November and December for that one. And then we have a transfer with United Water Conservation District downstream of us. That agreement has been fully executed and approved as well, and about 2,000 acre feet will be moving in November. That agreement also has the potential for a little bit more water to move, but it'll be dependent on facility conditions and United's ability to take the water. So still water in San Luis for carryover purposes. And we're all now watching to see if it's an El Nino or El Faco. So as we know, El Nino doesn't guarantee a wet year in any particular location, particularly in kind of the middle of the Pacific West Coast. It can, you know, where our main catchment area is in Northern California. Sometimes it's a big year in the Pacific Northwest and not so big here. So we just kind of have to wait and see. And you can have an El Nino and have stubborn high pressure ridges. So lots of moisture, but no pathway. So we'll see how that goes. Also want to thank the board. I had an opportunity to get a briefing from Mitch and Aaron, our consultant, as well as the board leadership on the feedback from my annual review. I really appreciate that. Was a good process to kind of get a sense of the board's uptake from the last year, as well as a sense of issues and priorities for the upcoming year. So thank you for that. And Joe is throwing M&Ms at me. So it's part of the new incentive package. I think given we do have a closed session tonight, and so I will keep it, I guess, relatively brief and end it there. But thank you again for the feedback and the review.
Thank you, Mr. Stone. Do we have any public comment on Mr. Stone's report?
We do not.
Any question or discussion from the board? Seeing none, we can move to item 7, committee meeting recap reports for informational purposes. There was one report included in your packet. Are there any public comments on this one report?
No, there's not.
Very good. Any questions from the board? Any discussion on this one report? Seeing none, we can move on to item 8. President's report. I'd like to update the board on the following meetings outside of the agency conferences and events. The Aqua 2023 Fall Conference in Indian Wells is next week from November 28 to 30. And the Urban Water Institute Spring Conference in Palm Springs will be February 21 to 23. Please check your emails for additional events. Upcoming board meetings, regular meeting on December 5th in this room at 6 p.m. Regular board meeting on December 19th at 6 p.m. in this room. Upcoming committee meetings held at Summit Circle in the EWS boardroom at 5:30. The December 7 Engineering and Operations Committee, the December 13th Water Resources and Watershed Committee, and the December 21st Public Outreach and Legislation Committee meeting has been canceled. Upcoming committee meetings at Rio Vista in this boardroom at 5:30. The December 18th Finance and Administration Committee meeting was moved to December 11th. Additional information for the board. At each of your spots is a jar of honey from our Devil's Den property. Enjoy it, please. Also, at each of your spots is a copy of the Ventura and North Los Angeles County edition of the 2023 California Water, with some interesting articles, including one written by SCV Water. Also tonight, I'd like to announce that at my discretion, Director Colley will be attending the December 19th board meeting virtually, as he has an important event that he must attend. And at my discretion, he's been approved to attend virtually. Are there any public comments, Madam Secretary, on my report?
There is not.
Any board questions or discussion? Thank you very much. We can move to item 9, AB 1234 reports. There are two that were included in your packet. Are there any other AB 1234 reports tonight? Looking left. Seeing none, I'll have to give a couple of reports orally. On the 15th, of November, I had my monthly meeting with Delta Conveyance Executive Director Graham Bradner. We discussed status of the project, and to some extent, we discussed a recent partnering session that was held in Sacramento with general managers of the participating public water agencies, senior DWR, and state leaders. Most of the discussion will remain private, but I will say that the project remains strongly supported across the board, including the governor's office. And so that's a positive thing. On November 18th, I attended the Water Academy final session and had the honor of handing out graduation certificates to the members who attended. I will say, add to that the education staff and whomever participated in the Academy this year did a tremendous job, I think, It was very well received, very well appreciated, and I look forward to next year's event very much. That concludes my AB 1234 report. Are there any public comments, Madam Secretary?
There is not.
Item 10, director reports. Are there any director reports? I have one to give, but I'll wait and see if there's any other director reports. Director Armitage.
I just wanted to wish everyone a lovely Thanksgiving holiday. I hope everyone enjoys time with their loved ones and gets to eat some good food. And if you're traveling, I wish you all safe travels. And that's it.
Very good. I will address item 10.1, a director report involving the November 14th, 2023 ad hoc committee board remodel meeting that was held between myself and ad hoc members, Vice Presidents Gutzeit and Ozahowski and Director Cooper. This discussion was to review, go over a remodel plan for this boardroom that's been worked on by staff for several months now. It is to improve the functionality of the boardroom now that we are a permanent 9-member board, to provide for a separate closed session room and make the room much more functional, both for staff, the board, and members of the public. It will be coming back to the board for review and approval of requests for proposals on December 15th. Long before that, the full board will get a full set of copies of the renderings, which are basically look like photographs to me, but the technology advanced to the point where renderings look like it's already been built, but it has not. There'll be adequate information for the full board to be able to make a judgment on at the December 5th meeting. I'm hoping that you all like the plan and will support it. I think it's going to be good for the board going forward, and we'll modernize our boardroom and support both the board, the staff, and the public. And that concludes my report on item 10.1. Do we have any public comment, Madam Secretary?
We do not.
Any questions from the board on the item 10.1?
I would like to go back to the paper
about a couple of 1234. Okay, we'll backpedal into item 9 briefly for AB 1234 reports.
I had a couple to report. On the 13th, I had an Aqua video conference to do the executive director's evaluation. And then on the 16th and 17th of November, I attended the Aqua board meeting in Sacramento.
Okay. Any public comment on Mr.
There is not.
On Mr. Cooper's report. There is not. Okay. So then we can safely move on to
President Martin.
Director Bronstein.
I wanted to ask you about the ad hoc committee. I just wanted to know how did it originate? Did staff come to us? Was it your thoughts?
I can explain that a little more. It was my decision to convene an ad hoc committee solely to make sure that at least the leadership team knew this was coming to the board. The full board will get advanced notice of it coming to the board tonight, and they'll see all the plans long before, and they'll have plenty of time to contact staff and ask questions if they do. But in lieu of coming to the board without having looked at it by any committee, I thought it was appropriate to have the leadership team look at it just to be aware that it's coming to the board. That was my decision.
Just to be clear, are you the one that initiated the need to, I'm just curious where the need staff? Okay, that's all I wanted to know. Thank you.
Okay. So, all right. Are we complete then with director reports, item 10? All right, very good. We can move on to item 11, closed session. I'd like to advise the board that we now be going into closed session. Public may stay on the Zoom webinar. Any board members or staff that are connected to the Zoom and are in closed session, please disconnect from Zoom. We will meet in closed session to discuss item 11.1. Members of the public and any staff may stay on the current line. And once closed session is over, the board will reconnect to the Zoom webinar and closed session announcements and remaining items of the agenda. We are now in closed session. We'll take a very brief break to get set up for closed session. We are now back in open session, and I will pass the item 12 to Mr. Byrne for closed session announcements.
And I will report that the board did not take any action in closed session.
Thank you, Mr. Byrne. We can move to item 13, director requests for future agenda items. Are there any requests for future agenda items? Seeing none, we can move to item 14, which is adjournment. Thank you all for the discussion, and we are now adjourned. Good night, everyone.